Your grace is abounding and your mercy is new this very moment, this very day. Go ahead and endure it forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure it forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. Oh, excuse me. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens, edit us. Excuse me, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come. Your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Both now and forever. In the name of our Lord, of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the 1,000 generations. Father, Lord, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idol word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, Lord, if I have aught against them. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. that was also passed on to me, my Lord Jesus. On the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same manner, my Lord, in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him. Thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you have, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In abundance, to the full, to the overflows. So, hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. But today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. With us, we cover, we build in, we deem, we instate, we place, we pray, we bless. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, excuse me. My Bridegroom, you are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf. At any given time, his driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor. I, God's beloved Son, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba. My Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life, and Lord my God, I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me, as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I? And us who are to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father Lord, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. So behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us
is the Ecclesia, does by the blood of the Lamb, because the plans, all the plans of the enemy, all the demonic activities, of the enemy against us and this Caravan family, household and ministries, lands and territories, and by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirit, the demonic strongholds, strong men, all the powers of the enemy, all the attacks, all that their ability to steal, kill, and destroy, and deceive us, be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this. And by the Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And happily, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes and our streets and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scattered around family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely, insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them by the blood of the cross. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries, lands, and territories, shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. And by the blood of the cross of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost, the resurrection power, who dwells in us and who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surrounds us to consume all the abilities, the powers of the enemies, or their activities against us, any wrong that was done or sent against us. And keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. This is the lot of the servant of the Lord, our vindication from him, says the Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, that you for cleansing our blood with the precious blood of Christ, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Lord, that that we for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions who try to exert. Thank you, Father Love, that we have the mind of Christ, and thank you, Father Love, that you have translated us, this Caravan family, household and ministries, lands and territories, from the dominion the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son of love. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have a redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus I know I belong in the Beloved. I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved's and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. So in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father Love, I believe I receive my daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens and in Christ in me. Thus I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by love. So Father Love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. I thank you, Father Love, for keeping my heart tender toward the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and therefore increasing in me a hunger and thirst for your word with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. So lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Holy Spirit, my mother, my source of grace and truth, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. Father Love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you, the Lord who judges justly. My defender, my advocate, my doctor, my healer, my Jehovah, Yireh, my El Shaddai, my recompense, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth individually and all as a whole. Father Love, I thank you that the Lord has established us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to us, so that when all the nations on the earth see us bearing the name of the Lord, they stand in awe of us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries. The Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. Though they come out against us from but one direction, they flee before us in seven. Thank you, Father Love, that praise the Lord, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes, and there be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. For my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Thank you, Father Love, that of our salvation by the blood of the cross of Christ. On our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories. Oh, and he holds the keys of death and hell. So by the blood of the cross of Christ, on our doorposts, on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and their and territories. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the cities leveled completely, how blessed are we, this scatterbound family, household and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. So in our midst and in our lands and territories, and there be not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. He shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart. And we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? So, Father Love, I thank you that that the 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory, the city of heaven, means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord, and God of hosts. For we, the scattered family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, and we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. We continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives, this scattered family, households and ministries, our lands and territories. Our kingdoms are at peace, for the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side, unto our being cut up into a glory without our sin. Therefore, with long life, the Lord satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching away of us and his ecclesia into glory to meet the Lord in the air, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scattered family, households, and ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples. Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. for as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him, and he remains in believing in me, his Passover mystery, putting out for my flesh the fire of all evils, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised to life again with the Lord my God. I am the church called to glory. So my steps are ordered by the Lord and greater my peace and my undisturbed composure. So I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Hey, Father, love, I thank you that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is in this day. Thank you, Father, love, that, as it is said, you do not muzzle an oxen what it is, while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excelled in his work? We, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries will stand before kings and not before unknown men. The Lord walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice is bestowing wealth on us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries who love him and making our treasuries full. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all, and Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of the Lord, of the Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear. Lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. So, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he can't do? God of the impossible, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. Thank you, Father, love, that the Lord brought us his beloved, the scatterbomb family. Excuse me, household and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble in my land. In us, among us, and this Caravan family, our souls and ministries. That the works of God be made manifest in me, God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My father, my daddy, quickening my mortal body because of his spirit who lives in me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Father Lord, I thank you that for having restored my right leg and right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once again, I can run and dance and proclaim that Jesus did it again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord has restored unto us, the Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and giving us a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Renewing our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Lord, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune with our pain. So, Father Lord, we, this Caravan family, and for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. And so here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all your powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath revealed. Hallelujah. 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 Here is the blood of of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory. My victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we, this Caravan family, household, and ministries remain. Oh, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, we are resting. We have labored to enter into your rest, your goodness, Father, Lord, expressed in through your faithfulness to your word and to us. For you have exalted your word above all your names. And heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand. And we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, Father, Lord, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. And through your loving kindness toward us, Father Lord, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, Father love, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, judgment, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So, Father love, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this scatterbound family, households and ministries, and lands and territories, our kingdoms, both now, throughout this day, and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God, and that Jesus is Lord to your glory, God our Father. In Christ Jesus, the word has spoken, faith released, and it is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father love, that we believe we receive, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Therefore, Father love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee, and by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven, regardless of where you are. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.